upon him that he used to have so many guests over his house. There's a friend of so many people, that's how much he served there. It was like a shrach, he was such a big machna serach. Omru was said, Kol Yomov, Kozma, he was alive like, Behoye Noisa Beazar, there was never any Noisar, because he used to make sure all the meat was eaten up. Tzavchwa Shlishis, the third cry that Beis HaMikdash gave out was, Sushar Moshechim, or open up, lift open the gates, Vyikonas Elishama Ben Pichoy, let him come into the Beis HaMikdash. Talmidoi Shel Pinchas, he was a Talmud of Pinchas. Vyishamish Mekun Gadol, let him be the Kohen Gadol. Tzavach Revius, the fourth cry was, Pishu Shom, open up the gates, Voitziyu, and take out Yisachirish Kfar, Kfar Bakoi, take him out. He was not a tzaddik, he was bad. Shemechabed atzmoi mevaze kotsh shemayim. He was mechabed himself, but he was mevaze kotsh shemayim. It wasn't right, it wasn't the way to do the avodah, the best of midish. Maho yovid, what did he used to do? Ho yikorech shiroya yodeh. He would wrap around silk around his hands, to, like put on gloves. For yovid avodah, he would do the avodah then, so his hands should not get dirty from the fat, or from the meat, or from the blood. And that's posel, that's a chatzitza. And then the king has to touch him with his hands, he can't have a glove. So he was mevazo, the kotcher shemayim, because of his own covet. So where it says, my falcon, what was the end of him? What happened to him? How was he thrown out? It says like this, that Yanai Malko Mahusa, Hevi Yasrin, the king and the queen Yanai and his Malko were sitting together. Malko Omar Kediya Yehei, the king was saying, Yanni was saying, it's better to serve Gedi, serve kid meat, that's better. Omahusa, his wife was saying, the queen was saying, Omro, Imriyehi, it's better to have goats. Goats are better than kids. But the Shiloh, what's better, what meat is better? Well, the king was saying, goat meat. And she was saying, no, lamb meat. Lambs are better. It's better to take men who are meat from Kvosim. Omahusa, Imro, a keves, a lamb. Omru said like this, they said, Nishadol Yisachar Ish Kvar Bakoi, let's ask him, why the Kohen Gadol, who is the Kohen Gadol, he was the Kohen Gadol at that time, Vikim like Kedera Shiloh, and he'll know like how to cook up the meat, because he brings kabonis, so maybe he should know about the different meat, which one is better. Omalei, so he said like this, he answered back like a little chutzpah, he said back to them, I Gediyah Yehei, if you want to tell me that goat meat is better, Yisalak Letamidei, how come we don't use it then for the Korban HaTavim? How come the Korban HaTavim was always brought from the Kfosim, from lambs? His Bahat of the Yom at the time when he said it, Achle B'yod, like, showed, picked up his hands. It looks like a little bit to, like, be Mavazah with Gassas Ruach against the king. His Zomalon Malkos, the king said, Hoyl V'yachle B'yod, since you picked up your hand, like, to wave your hand against us, his Koitzel B'yod of Yemina, cut off, chop off his right hand. What happened was, Yisrisocha, as Yoyiv Shech, he paid bribe, he gave some money. He could certainly other some money. They only chopped off his left hand. His Shama Malka letter, the king heard about this. Omri said, Liktsun Amal Yodid Yemina, not cut off also his right hand. So that's what happened to him. So that's the pshat that the Beis HaMikdash was cried out. He should be thrown out. He was a rosh, he was dead. And that was his maskana. Omri Rabbi Yosef said, Baruch Rachmona, blessed is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to Shakna Li Yisoch Ish Kfar Bakoi, he took him out, limit for Soyu. He took him out from his Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, L'gmulai l'shtachrin l'makusai. Feel like he was paid back as punishment of this world. Omer Rav Ashi, v'lehevi t'nilei t'tan. So again, Omer Rav Ashi, v'lehevi t'nilei t'tanan. Like this Yisochom, this Kohen Gadol, did not even learn the Mishnah. Because it says in the Mishnah, k'vosim k'odim l'izim. The Pasuk says, lambs before goats, b'chol mokum. Yochel, I would have thought the same of nation of Chorm, because maybe taka lambs are better. Tam lemna, the Pasuk says, v'im keves, says secondly v'im keves, v'lama sheshneim shkulim, kiyachas, they're both equal. Hasahadi, and so I can say, mashma lambs were better. Our Mishnah says, no, they're both equal. Ravina says, afilu mikra namalakar, didn't even learn chumash. You see, the Pasuk says, v'im keves and meis, mashma, they're both equal. Keves and meis, they're both equal. Rashi's Vim Keves, Hainu Kroh, the Mastis, the Doshman, the Rabshim, and Shneim, Shkulim, Sibliel, Minei, Vavi, Kabonis, here sees him. So he didn't learn Kumashida. Now the Gemara ends off, Omer, Rambulaz, Omer, Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachom, the Mab, Mishalom, Barlam, Talmidei Chachom, that learned the Torah, the Amar B'Sholom in this world, Shinema the Pasuk says, for Chol Bonayich Lemudi Hashem, for Rav Sholom Bonayich, Atikro Bonayich Elo Bonayich. Don't say Bonayich means your children, but rather Bonayich, people that build. Who are the people that build on this world? That's what Tamid Chachamim. Every time we learn Torah, that's Mechazik the world, that keeps the world going. That was the Tanayin Sheshesh Shemei Precious, Yerim Hashishi, Klaiyusol Mechambo the Torah, that keeps the world going. So the kids say, what's the binyan, what's the building of this world? Says Tamid Chachamim. So they are the ones that Mar B'Sholom B'Yelam. The more Torah we have, the more Or HaTorah we have in the world, the more that's Mar B'Sholom in the world. Hajin Alecha may be Yosher Maslika Law, Mesechta Krisis.